reading comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12. It's not a direct translation, it's a fresh take on the Beatitudes from Brian McLaren and Rob Bell. And as I read it, the Beatitudes hit me in a really powerful way, hit me right here, square in the heart, and so I wanted to share it with you this morning. The poor and those in solidarity with them, God is on your side. Those who mourn and feel grief about the state of the world, God is on your side. The nonviolent, gentle, and humble, God is on your side. Those who hunger and thirst for the common good, God is on your side. The merciful and compassionate, God is on your side. Those characterized by sincerity, kindness, and generosity, God is on your side. Those who work for peace and reconciliation, God is on your side. Those who keep seeking justice, God is on your side. Those who stand for justice and truth as the prophets did, who refuse to be quiet even when slandered, misrepresented, threatened, imprisoned, or harmed, God is on your side. Our second reading is from 1 John chapter 3. It is the message from the Message of another Bible paraphrase. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. But friends, that's exactly who we are, children of God. And that's only the beginning. Who knows how we'll end up? What we know is that when Christ is openly revealed, we'll see him. And in seeing him, become like him. All of us who look forward to his coming, stay ready with the glistening purity of Jesus' life as a model for our own. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we pray that your Holy Spirit might dwell in our midst, move in our hearts, and inspire us as we seek to live lives in faithful service to you. Oh God, may we hear your word in a fresh way. May we remember the saints. And may we live as saints. God, I know that I am not a perfect instrument by any means. But I ask that you would lay me aside and that you would speak to us, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. The other day, my family and I were taking a drive around where I grew up. I mentioned to my daughter as we drove that my dad lived on a large beef cattle farm for a time when I was growing up nearby. We decided to drive by the old farm, which I hadn't seen in close to 30 years. The farm was owned back then by Bea and Brian Wickham. They were an elderly couple who since passed on. Good Christian folk who had offered my dad the apartment on the back of their barn when he was looking for a place to call home. Brian would let me sit in the loader bucket of his John Deere tractor and raise it up to take me for a ride around the cow pasture as he fed the cows. He'd walk me around the property and show me arrowheads and Native American grave sites among the trees. I'd swing on their tire swing for hours, go fishing for brim and bass in the pond, and ride my bike around the property using spare lumber for ramps to jump. B would play Connect Four with me, make-believe in all sorts of games. She'd feed me this or that was always yummy, and we'd sit and chat. I don't remember conversations about our faith, per se, but B and Brian definitely embodied Christ to me. They were kind and gentle and humble and looked out for others and never had a mean word to say about anyone, at least as far as I knew. After a while, my dad bought some land and built a house about 10 minutes away, but we never really visited the Wickhams much after that. I'd hear of other families that had come and gone who were a little down on their luck. B and Brian had found out and helped them get back on their feet again by offering them an affordable yet modest place to stay. And I'm sure tractor rides and arrowheads and fishing trips and games of Connect Four. As we drove by the farm, the property wasn't as wide as I remembered. The fields were overgrown, the fence in disrepair. You could barely see the house, but I caught a glimpse of our old home on the back of the barn. As we drove away, at first I was a little sad at the state of things. Then I realized that I was driving by thinking about them and loving them for the short time I spent with them. Then B and Brian's legacy was a lot bigger and lasting than that old farm could ever be. B and Brian are saints. We often think of saints as believers in Christ who have gone before us. In the United Methodist tradition, they weren't perfection incarnate. Only Jesus holds that title. They are simply people who believed in Jesus and lived their faith so that others might see it and be drawn closer to God just by being near them. We think of saints as those in our past, or we think of saints as those we will meet again one day when our time on earth is through. But saints aren't just those from our past. There are saints in our midst, right here and now. Those who don't just say they believe in Jesus, but live their faith even in the face of opposition and adversity. Saints are those who work to support the poor in their time of need, who feel the hurt of the world and are inspired to do something about it. They aren't violent, but are gentle and humble in word and action. They are merciful, kind, and generous. They work for peace and reconciliation rather than seeking to incite division. They seek social justice, but they also refuse to compromise truth even when lied about and threatened with harm in one form or another. They are saints among us. Their faith in the flesh. Friends, I was struck by that phrase within our First John reading that calls us to press on. To press on. It is easy, perhaps, in times of prosperity, in times when things are humming along just fine, to be loving, to be kind and patient, to be slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. But in times such as these, the anxiety rises. We see all of the things that are going on in the world, all the turmoil. And we can feel drawn towards it and into it. But saints are those who stay true even when faced with adversity. And where they fail to be righteous, they trust in God's grace for themselves and for others. Friends, we all who believe in Jesus are saints. And so today, the word that God has given me to share with you is, press on. press on, because one day your faith in the flesh might be like Bea and Brian's faith is for me. It might be one they look back on with love and fond memories, but it also, that love that was shown can be the foundation for faith for the people around us, so that God's kingdom might dwell on earth as it is in heaven. Press on. Amen.